News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, now let's go to number three on the Triple Dipper. I just called this whole segment I'm about to do right now, let's just change it all. That's what I'm calling it. Let's just change it all. You know, why have anything stay the same? Let's just change it all. I mean, heck, let's just do it. I mean, the Biden speech yesterday was, let's say, not one of his better ones. And not that I've seen a whole lot of good ones, I'll be honest with you. And I'll call it out when I see something right. Like I did agree with him the other day, and I've said it on the air. I agree with President Biden when he said, please keep the schools open. He said, we sent you billions of dollars so you could do everything it takes to have the schools open. And he's right. You know, I mean, I question, you know, sending that much money to places with zero accountability and zero, you know, history of fiscal accountability. But nonetheless, they did. And yet a bunch of school systems closed anyway. So what's up? But all that is going to literally come to bear on the education arena in the days to come, and we see how kids are doing when they come back from all of this. Because we're gonna get through this, y'all. It's sooner or later, people are going to begin to realize that COVID is here. Let's live. We've got to do what we got to do, and our kids have got to have an education. Now, moving into the next segment, though, so President Biden gave this speech yesterday, and I didn't agree with anything he said. I mean, he was, golly. I don't know if you saw, I tell you what, let's do this. Copper, there's another clip that I'm going to have you do too, and you may have to take the same grab, Copper. So you've got clip five ready for me. I know. I'm going to want to hear clip two also, and I may throw you an audible here. So you might want to get clip two ready to roll off. Are you ready with clip two, Copper? I didn't even ask for it.
I predicted you.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. All right. Am I that predictable? Okay, so here's the thing. President Biden gave an angry speech yesterday, an angry speech in which he demanded that the rules of the U.S. Senate be changed to get his agenda passed. Are you hearing that? So not only does he want to change our election laws, which I'm going to try and unpack in the limited amount of time we have left, he wants to change our election laws. He wants to change the rules that he operated under for 40 years in D.C., to get his agenda passed. And even Democrats aren't buying it. But Copper, I tell you what, since you were so on top of it, go ahead and let's do clip two. These are clips of Biden himself, segments of his speech, the angry old man speech from yesterday. Play clip two.
Democrats to blow up long-standing Senate filibuster rules so that his party can ram through so-called voting rights legislation. The plan would nationalize elections, and Republicans are blasting it just as a desperate ploy to help Democrats in the midterms.
Jim Crow 2.0 is about two insidious things: voter suppression and election subversion. I've been having these quiet conversations with the members of Congress for the last 2 months. I'm tired of being quiet. Today, I'm making it clear to protect our democracy, I support changing the Senate rules, whichever way they need to be changed to prevent a minority of senators from blocking action on voting rights. At consequential moments in history, they present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace?
What a puppet.
Okay, I didn't mean for the what a puppet part to get caught in there, but that was Jesse Waters reacting. He couldn't help himself, apparently. But yeah, you heard it. It went on like that. By the way, he didn't stop with George Wallace, the former Alabama governor who stood in the doorway of the University of Alabama and demanded that we remain segregated. Alabama's come past that, by the way. I know some liberals like Kyle Whitmire at AL.com wrote a nasty article or op-ed piece today. He's trying to win a Pulitzer, I'm sure, and I guarantee it's already been submitted because it paints Alabama in a very negative light. It's all racist, in his opinion. Well, so right now, the President of the United States has said that if we don't change the rules in the Senate to give him what he wants, if we don't change the rules in the Senate to change the way we do elections in this country, then you're on the side of George Wallace and not Dr. King. He went on to say, then you're also on the side of Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. That is the most over-the-top rhetoric I think I have ever heard. You know, it's an awful situation when you consider the president of the United States, who does not control the legislative branch anymore. Thank you, Mr. President. You're no longer in the Senate. You may have trouble remembering that. But he's no longer in the Senate, but he's demanding the Senate now change its rules so the executive can have what it wants. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Co-equal branches of government do not demand changes in the other branch of government in order to get what their branch wants. That's a complete misnomer. That is a complete that's a fundamental misunderstanding of the tripartite branches of government having co-equal powers. So yeah, I tell you what, Copper. I think I've got a caller on line one. I can grab that. Let me go ahead and take Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
I'm mighty fine. I hope you are as well. But as far as if the Senate acquiesces to changing those rules and on filibuster, and if that goes through, what happens when he puts the next question through? He adds more seats to the Supreme Court, stacking them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why stop there, right? That's why I'm saying I'm calling this whole segment change it all. Just change it all.
Yeah. Once they're in for a lifetime, they're lifetime approved. So how do you get rid of those seats, even if more conservatives win back the House, even the presidency? Just a question. Thanks.
No, it's a great question. And great, great call, Brian. You make a great point. So you can't, Copper, what'd you write on the board there? You got something about changing branch rules? What have you got?
Oh, no, I was just noting that down because it was such a good quote.
Oh, thank you. So you're going to save that one. Okay. I don't know what I said, but I'm glad you think it was good. But here's the thing. I don't think it's going to happen. And I don't say that lightly. But right now we have, once again, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema saying they ain't going for it. I mean, so here's what Kyrsten Sinema, by the way, Biden gave that speech, railed against everyone in the United States who doesn't agree with him, called all of us racist. I am not overplaying this. He overplayed it. I'm telling you what he said. If we don't agree with him, then we are on the side of Jefferson Davis and Bull Connor and George Wallace standing in the door of the University of Alabama. Kyrsten Sinema is not buying it. Democrat Kyrsten Sinema issued a statement soon after his speech and said, this is what her spokesperson said in the statement. The senator continues to support the Senate's 60-vote threshold to protect the country from repeated radical reversals in federal policy, which would cement uncertainty, deepen divisions, and further erode Americans' confidence in our government. That's a Democrat saying that to the Democrat president. Basically, what she said is no, it ain't happening. And I hope that she sticks with that. I believe she will, and I believe Joe Manchin will too. Well, there have been a number of laws passed around the nation, mostly by Republican administrations, who said, you know what? When the Supreme Court said it is time to remove the requirements for preclearance meant before you could change any voting laws at the state level, they had to be approved at the federal level. Well, that's not supposed to be our big daddy. That's not supposed to be where we go, you know, like we have to go to mama to find out if it's okay to do something. It doesn't work that way. States have a sovereign right to pass their laws according to the U.S. Constitution on this matter. And the U.S. Supreme Court recently agreed. If you're not aware, that lawsuit was filed by Shelby County, Alabama. Shelby County, Alabama finally stood up and said, you know what? We got some things we want to do here that we can't do, and we're not racist. So how about we go ahead and literally just file suit? Supreme Court, would you please rule on this? And they did. And the Supreme Court ruled, by the way, I believe that was before we had the conservative majority, Supreme Court ruled that that was indeed unconstitutional, which is now allowing the states to begin passing legislative action again to tighten up things like voter ID and ensuring that there are policies in place, laws in place that make sure that elections are secure, not setting them apart where people can't get to them. By the way, keep in mind, the same things that Biden was there to speak against in Georgia, Alabama already does. And in a COVID year when it was too scary for people to go into the polls in some places, we had record turnouts in Alabama. Well, my phone lines have lit up. I'm not sure I can get to them all for a break. So let me just do this. Copper, you're still typing, so I'll give you 1 second there. But I'm going to take line two first. Yeah, Copper, let me grab line two, Kirby and Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, fine, Phil. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. You know, they were talking about election subversion. Yeah, I would say election subversion was letting demonstrations and violent riots, speaking of election subversion, take the news media and intimidate people. And also, different attorneys, and one I'll mention in particular that I've heard of from Mark Levin's show, Mark Elias, letting attorneys like them disseminate a lot of unmarked money to change state laws in several different states right, you know, the same year the voting was going to be done. That's what I call election subversion.
I totally agree.
And what also is election subversion is when it comes out that some things are wrong and the Supreme Court, you know, won't even hear it. It's January, and they won't even hear it. Now, you know, some people complain about teachers who don't want to work. Let me complain about something. Supreme Court judges who don't seem to want to work when they're needed and called on.
You make great points, Kirby. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call. He's right. There's been a lot of things that have been disruptive in our society that were making elections even harder to deal with. It does not mean, though, that you get to go in and change the rules of the Senate so that you can change the rules of the country. Copper, I tell you what, we got to go to a break right now. I see we got two callers on the line. So, Copper, if you will tell them if they want to hang on during the break, I'll try to get both of them when we come back. But we got to take this break, give our team members an opportunity to be heard. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, before I go to the phones, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, man, oh man, oh man. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I'm looking at their menu right now. I always salivate when I do. I mean, if you're one of those who likes breakfast for dinner like I do, well, they got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. All right, so but you can have breakfast for dinner. And I'm just saying, if you've not had their womelet, I've had it. It's amazing. Here's the menu readout for that, all right? The womelet: eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, sprinkled with black pepper, and cooked in a waffle iron. Gah! Anyway. So they've got all the best coffees in the world. I mean, it's saying they got award-winning roasted beans. They've also got the gourmet stuff like cappuccinos and macchiatos and lattes and espressos. But they've also got a full breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. And they got two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, I'm going to wind up finishing that segment that I started tomorrow because there's no way I can get to all of it now because I'm going to go take some phone calls, some guys that hang on through the break, and I appreciate it. Kareem from Huntsville. Hey, Kareem. Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing just fine. You know, usually I wouldn't be for Democrats running roughshod. Like, I don't want Republicans running roughshod. But I know for sure that if Republicans was in the same position that Democrats is in right now, they will have no problem getting rid of the filibuster. They would do it. That's the only difference between the Republicans and Democrats right now. The Republicans would do it. If Trump was in there right now and he wanted to get rid of the filibuster, the Republicans would do it in a heartbeat for him.
See, I don't agree with that because we've had that opportunity. But we've had that opportunity and we didn't do it. I mean, this is...
You know, that's the guy that I want to see. I want to see him fighting for, especially for voter rights. I knew the moment that the Trump lost that 2020 election, that every governor in every Republican state was going to come out with some cockamamie new voting laws. Whatever happened?
Let me ask you this, Kareem. I need to ask you. Hey, Kareem, let me ask you. Do you believe that someone should have to be a citizen to vote?
ideas. Do Republicans go by that anymore?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you believe that citizens, you should be a citizen to be able to vote?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you believe that you should have to show a photo ID to vote?
Yes, you do, but it also depends. You have people that's in their 70s and their 80s and their 90s that don't drive no more, that don't go and handle their business, but you know they're
American. Are you aware though, Kareem? Hang on, Kareem. Man, just before you start getting all wound up, let me just ask you, are you aware that our Secretary of State made it a point? He said he will even come to your house, and they've got like massive level of effort put into putting photo IDs in people's hands who didn't have a driver's license or anything else, and we had record turnout in the last polls, even during the pandemic. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was. But I guess that he was aware that he had bring it to your house and everything, but that's only if you pay attention to those kind of things. See, that's how the Republicans get you by. You have these older people out there.
But that's what Biden doesn't want you to pay attention to. Biden wants to do away with all those things. Biden's speech yesterday said literally he wants you to pass a bill. He wants to change the rules in the Senate to pass a bill that would do away with photo ID and do away with the ability of states to have a say in their own voting rules.
He didn't say that. All he's saying is he's trying to stop
that.
All the new laws that the Republican governors put in place.
No, sir. Have you read what's in the John Lewis Voting Rights Act or in the Freedom to Vote Act? Those two bills he's wanting people to pass. He wants the rules changed to pass those two. They do away with voter IDs. They do away with states having a say in what they're doing. They reestablish preclearance to make sure feds get to approve state laws. They do all of these things, and they basically centralized elections nationally if we let that happen.
Well, look what the Republicans is trying to do. They're souls to the polls.
They're doing what the Constitution says they should do.
They go to church and then they go vote. You want to eliminate that by moving the voting days. They move it.
Hey, Kareem, you're not going to convince me, man. And I've got one other caller with 1 minute to go. So let me go grab another call. We can do this again tomorrow, because I'm going to have the same topic on first tomorrow. So Kareem from Huntsville, appreciate you, brother. I got to get another call, though, because he held on during the break. Victor from Huntsville. Hey, Victor. Phil Williams, man. I got about a minute and a half. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Phil. This is Victor Lima.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, President Biden kind of glossed over the commonality between those three individuals, George Wallace, Bull Connor, and Jefferson Davis.
Which is what?
We all know what the commonality is. They're all Democrats.
Perfect. What a great way to end my show.
I want to welcome Kareem to the conservative side.
Victor, man, I'm glad you hung on. You ended my show on a perfect note. That was Victor from Huntsville. And Kareem, you can call back in tomorrow, man, because I'll be doing this again. All right, folks, what a great show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. And then tomorrow, Copper and I back here again at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a great night.